You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, Jeremy's kids are taking piano lessons, and that absolutely is the number one choice for parents. They want their kids to take piano lessons.
A lot of benefits for the brain when it comes to piano.
Yeah. It's a great, great idea.
Yep.
My wife teaches piano, and I gotta say, it's pretty adorable. Because she teaches the little kids, and it's pretty dang
little
adorable.
Tiny fingers.
But what surprised me is, what was the second instrument that parents wish their kids would learn to play?
The triangle?
Yeah. It was drums.
Yep.
I mean, listen, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I had a little drum set when I was a kid. Jeremy did, too. He and I both played drums when we were kids. But I can't see as a parent wishing that, you know?
I have a drum set up in my basement right now because I feel like I'm going to get back into it. And, you know, my kids will go down and beat on it sometimes, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
And even I'll go down and try to, you know, relive my youth and knock out some beats that I remember as a kid, and it hurts my ears now.
You need to sell that thing.
I need some of those ear headphone things that blocks the sound.
You're also a guy who takes his multivitamins and supplements and such. Well, there's yet another study that's out that's saying it's a waste of money.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Maybe I should just leave it at that. We don't even need to explain. There's so many of these stories that come out.
Do you take any pills, like any vitamins? Do you do like a men's one a day or something? Or?
Uh-uh. I take vitamin D because... Because
my name's Dom.
Vitamin Dom. That's funny. There was a song, it was back in the 80s, called Vitamin L.
Yeah.
Which I really like this song. It's about love, Jeremy.
Oh,
it's Vitamin
L. Everybody likes love. Love's
I think
love.
Vitamin D because when I get my blood work and I'm consistent, and I'm outside all the time in the sun. Hmm. Which is, you know, a great natural source of vitamin D. And yet I'm still low. Doctor told me, he says, most people have a vitamin D deficiency, like the majority of people.
Really?
So I take a vitamin D pill every day.
Do you have reflective skin? You're not sucking it in or something?
I don't know. I have Mediterranean skin, you know, very Italian blood. So I don't know if that makes a difference or not. I don't know. Speaking of health, let's talk about this. I saw this headline this morning. And Jeremy and I actually tried this earlier. Let me just read the headline, and let's see if it scares the hell out of anybody who's listening. Headline says, if you can't stand on one leg for 10 seconds, you might die within 10 years.
Hey, that's fun. That's a fun little trick to try today.
That's uplifting,
isn't
it?
Depress yourself.
Yeah, so if you're not in a car, right? Well, if you're not in your car, if you're somewhere you can't,
pull over.
Stand up.
Get out.
Or pull over, side of the road.
Yep.
And see if you can stand on one leg for 10 seconds without grabbing anything. You can't support yourself or something.
Yeah,
you just have to balance for 10 seconds and try it with each foot.
I would say this is a good factor, like, to determine if you are in shape, because that's going to really determine if you have, like, muscle mass or if you're overweight or if you have an inner ear problem and you're dizzy all the time.
Yeah, well, they say there's no direct connection between balance and any one particular disease, but it's just an overall sign of your general health, I guess.
Right.
So if you cannot stand on one leg for 10 seconds without grabbing something,
you're going to die. Good morning.
Listen to our show as much as you can over the next couple of years. All right, what else is trending?
A couple big things going on today. First of all, it's National Onion Ring Day today. And on top of that, it's National Kissing Day today. So I suggest you get yourself an onion ring and you hold it up to your lips and you kiss your partner through the onion ring. It's like a guy jumping through a hoop that's on fire. Kiss through the onion ring today.
I love the taste of onion rings. I don't like their design.
I like the taste of kisses, Dom.
Gross.
Well, why are you biting an onion ring? Be a man and put the whole thing in your mouth, and then you don't have the onion sliding out. Be a man. Well,
I don't go get the little weenie onion rings.
Even
like
the big
onion.
No, I'll shove a whole onion ring in my mouth. Mm. The place I go, the onion rings are sizes of frisbees.
Is that the solution right there?
You put the whole thing in your mouth.
Let me see. I've never actually looked to see. Maybe somebody can text if they know if there is a, if there are like onion ring bites. So it's not the whole, it's not an actual ring. It's more like an onion, what would that be?
A nibbly? An onion nibbly?
An onion nib.
Oh, you.
What?
You're always nibbling little things. Put the onion ring in your mouth and eat. Swallow.
I don't want to put the whole onion ring in there.
Why?
You're so uncouth.
Why, you gotta buy the bite in half.
Well, sometimes it just pulls all the onion out and it leaves just batter.
Although I will say, just a plate of batter.
Yeah, I ain't got no
yum.
Put some ranch on it.
I've got to make out with that plate. Speaking of things that are battered, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. They just invented a new utensil to make shoving food in your face a little more fun. It's called the finger spork. It looks just like a regular spork, which is half fork, half spoon, but it fits right there on the end of your finger, mm-hmm. and then you can scoop up your mashed taters there and shove them right into your mouth with your finger. Yeah. And of course, it's a gimmicky little product that they're putting out for everybody, and they put a little video out online, and it's kind of funny to look at. But
you look like Edward Scissorhands when you wear those.
Edward
things, right?
Spork fingers.
Yeah.
If you get, you can get one, but you have to order a side lover's meal, whatever that is, and then each of that order, the side lover's meal comes with two sporks for you and a friend. So that's going on. This is also going on. What's that?
Hold on. I went to delish.com.
Okay.
What a site. And they have Bloomin' Onion Bites.
Oh, the Bloomin' Onion. Yeah, that's a bite.
Yeah, but it's Bloomin' Onion Bites, so they're what I'm talking about.
The little slices.
They're just, yeah, it's like a little nib. It's a piece of onion ring.
It's just a little piece of onion. Tom, those are for children.
Well, call
You're
me
a
kid.
Grown adult. You have a giant mouth.
Your mouth is bigger.
There's no
than mine.
Reason why you have to bite an onion ring in half. No reason at all.
I'm voting for the nibs.
You're an onion nib. Speaking of putting gross things in your mouth, French's has partnered with a Canadian popsicle company to create a ketchup popsicle called the Frenchsicle. It's described as perfectly savory with a hint of salty sweetness. You can only buy it in Canada, though, is a thing. But if you Google this today, if you're really bored at work, they give you a recipe where you can make them at home, and they say there's only 4 ingredients to it.
What are they?
Sounds like, I don't know, I didn't look it up. Probably salt and ketchup. And then what else? What else would go into that? What other 2 ingredients? Do you need, like, a binding agent? Do you put flour in it?
Sugar?
Vaseline? I don't know. You look it up. You look that up, too. I don't want to look that up.
What is it again? Frozen
It would be
ketchup?
The Frenchsicle recipe?
Frenchsicle. I feel stupid just saying that.
You don't want to eat that if you're wearing a white shirt or white pants. A little dribbly on you. Looks like you're bleeding. Make those for your next summer barbecue. It'll be great. You can make ketchup popsicles and onion nibblies. And no one will ever come to your house again.
I know you're jealous of my nibblies. Just say it.
What else?
You've always been jealous of my nibblies.
How many nibblies can you get into the palm of your hand? This is kind of funny. There's a new Netflix show coming out today that puts Gen Zers into the wilderness, and it's called Snowflake Mountain. It's going to take 10 20-something-year-old kidults who refuse to grow up and get a job and quit mooching off their parents and drop them into the wilderness, and they get to compete for $50,000, and they get to learn survival skills. But here's the catch. Those contestants didn't know that they signed up for the competition. They thought they were going to a luxury resort for a party.
Well, how can they get away with that?
Trickery by the parents in hopes of pushing them to grow up. So the parents signed them up for this luxury resort instead of a funny little game show on Netflix. So Snowflake Mountain, check it out. I think it sounds kind of fun. Kind of funny, actually.
I don't think I'll be watching it.
Did you find the ingredients?
Uh-uh. They don't list the ingredients anywhere.
Bummer.
They don't want you to know.
They don't want
to
know.
And the Frenchsicle.
Top Gun Maverick is getting close to the $1 billion mark for cash money made. Do you think Tom Cruise did that thing where he gets a portion of the proceeds? I guarantee it, too.
Guaranteed.
God, he's going to walk away with a lot of money. Let's just assume. I mean, this is his movie. This is his all the way around. You know he took, instead of taking a salary, he's going to just take some of the profits.
Cruz received $12.5 million up front.
Okay.
And gets over 10% of the first dollar gross, which is based on the money Paramount takes in after theaters get their cut, which is usually around 50%.
Okay, so
let's say if it's $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Then they get 50% of that, which is $500 million, and he gets 10% of that, so he's going to get $50 million on top of his 12.5.
And then I wonder if there's merch or something involved
somewhere.
He's got to have also, and then
Tom Cruise will make a couple $100 million
streaming
off this one silly movie.
Wow, man. Okay. It was good, though. It was really good. It was a fun movie. Anything else I want to tell you? Yeah, here's your Fat America. Krispy Kreme is now selling donut-flavored ice cream at select stores around the country. I don't know if any of them were here yet, but you can get the original glazed soft serve. So it's supposed to taste like glazed donuts. Get it in a cone or in a dish. I would put that in my mouth. That sounds really good. Clickbait, bro. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You got to check this guy out. Super duper creepy. It's a guy who does all sorts of body modifications. And now he's being called the human gun because he's got a hole in his chin right there, right beneath the bottom lip. And he can put a bunch of pellets in his mouth and then shoot the pellets out of the hole in his chin.
Oh, my God. He's like a human Pez dispenser.
It's awesome. Fill it with Tic Tacs and shoot them into my mouth. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
I did find a website where it says you can make your own French sickle. Tomato juice.
Oh.
Half cup of French's tomato ketchup.
Okay.
And 2 tablespoons of Frank's Red Hot original cayenne pepper sauce.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. That sounds kind of tasty.
That sounds
kind of good.
Does it?
Maybe. I don't know. Fun weekend project with the kids, I guess. We'll try it out.
Just, I don't like ketchup enough to, like, I don't like ketchup at all.
But
so
it would just mostly be the tomato, like V8. I guess you can make it with some V8.
I guess it's like a frozen V8.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Huh. 48 calories per serving.
Done. Making them. Selling them on the street with the kids next to the lemonade stand. Frozen ketchup popsicles here.
You know what? Honestly, if your kids are going to make some sort of stand where they sell like lemonade or whatever, that's so boring. That's so, you know, 100 years ago. Find something like the French sickle and have your kids do that and put a big sign up and it'll catch more eyes.
And some curiosity. And
yeah, they'll be like, ugh, lemonade again. Okay, whatever. But they say it's frozen ketchup.
I'm in.
You'd have enough people who are like, I want to try that.
That sounds refreshing.